only person in this conference.
Mvav, continuing in Sukkah, Mvav Amud Aleph, but it's a new sugya, so it's the fifth line. I mean, it's still about Berachos HaMitzvah, but it's a new sugya. So, not the fifth line. It's we're like eight lines from the bottom. Okay. So Gemara says as follows. It says Tana Rabbanan, Hayu Lefanav Mitzvos Harbe. So if you have in front of you many mitzvos, okay, many mitzvos. Rashi Lito Lulav. He gives an example. They take a lulav, Leishe Besuka, Lehaniach Tefillin, Lasatef Batzitzis. Right, so you have all these mitzvahs in front of you to perform. Hey. Okay, welcome. Okay, so you have all these mitzvahs to perform. Okay, at the same time. So what does it say? So Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, so Tana Kama says, Baruch Asher Kedishan V'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Al HaMitzvos. Okay, Mevav Manav, towards the bottom. Okay, so you say, Asher V'Tzivanu Al HaMitzvos. So it's even though you're doing four mitzvahs, but you could say one bracha on all of them, all the mitzvahs. Okay, Rashi v'yatzi dekulon, and you'll be yotzei all of them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mevarach al kol achas v'achas bifnei atzma. No, you have to make a bracha on each and every one by itself. Okay, so those are the facts. I mean, the Gemara's going to explain a little bit, but, right, so basically you have four mitzvahs to perform simultaneously, whatever, back to back to back to back. It's over there on that side, a little further down. On the right, yeah. Yep, there you go. Yeah, so you have to all do back to back to back. Does it suffice, or should you make one bracha on all four, or do you say four separate brachas? Right? Okay. Number of Zeir. What's that?
You understand this? Do you understand that as like which one should you do, or before?
I mean, just until I see otherwise, I'd say what you should do.
Right.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I'm not fixed on that, but I'd say without any further indication, it doesn't say, you know. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zera v'isemer Rav Chanina bar Papa Hilchas like Rav Yehuda. The halacha is like Rav Yehuda that like what we do, I guess. You make separate brachas, right? Separate brachas. Okay. So that's the Mar Paskins like Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Zera v'isemer Rav Chanina bar Papa. My time with Rav Yehuda. What's the reasoning for Rav Yehuda? It's kind of funny, because you'd say my time with the Rabbanan. Right? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't think is the one who needs an explanation. I think it's the Rabbanan who needs an explanation, right? My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Tichsev. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Blessed is Hashem each and every day. Bless Hashem each and every day. And what do you derish from that? Right? I think there's another one where it says, what? You only make a bracha. Avichi beyom avarchan oso v'laylein avarchan oso. You only bless Hashem during the day and not at night? What do you mean, bless Hashem each and every day? What's the, of course, right? It's a, what's the teaching you? Each and every day, you should express its brachos. You should give to Him and mention to Him, Shevach to Hashem, for each and every day, for its brachos. Rashi, on Shabbos, you should give Shevach to Hashem regarding Shabbos, specifically to Shabbos, shal chol, shal yantuf, main shal yantuf, hamaora, the happening of that day. So this is sometimes called main hamaora, the day that is from the happening, from the event of the day, that the shevach that you give Lashem on a holiday, on a day, should be in line with the nature of the day. Baruch Hashem, yom yom, each and every day has its own shevach. Okay, so what does that do with us? So it says, Hachanami, here too, b'chol dover dover te'in lo mein b'chosav, so too, just like each and every day warrants its own shevach, so too each and every mitzvah warrants its own bracha. So lulav warrants its own shevach, different from sukkah, different from tzitzis, different from tefillin, right? Right. Okay, that's the argument of Rabbi Yehuda. And presumably, somehow, the Rabbanan argue. Rabbanan argue. They say no. Everyone agrees, I think, that B'chol Yonatei Meinu Oron, that on Yontif, you may give Sheva for that day. That doesn't seem to be up for debate. Seems like a question is, could you extend that to here?
Right.
I think that's a problem. So why does the Gemara? The Gemara seems to understand the Chachamim, right? Seems to understand the Chachamim. Doesn't even ask about them, right? But again, if you would have given me this Machlokas, I'd say, really? What's the Rebutas for? What's the Ronan's for? Right? But that's not what the Gemara is interested in, right? The Gemara is trying to defend the Rebuta. So maybe that's a good place for us to start. Like, why does the Gemara... There's an unspoken svara for the Chachamim, which the Gemara seems to think is a Pashan. Right? Just shove it all together. But, I mean, that's... I think we have to justify that. Sure, right. You mean, it's not a machloka, stam, if you put on your tefillin, should you say l'niach tefillin, or should you say al ha-mitzvos? Everyone agrees, right. When you're putting on tefillin, you say l'niach tefillin. The only question comes up here when you're shoving, when you're doing a lot of mitzvos at the same time. Right, so if tefillin is mechayiv and l'niach tefillin, and so this is mechayiv and l'sat v'zitzos, now I do them both and somehow it gets changed, I mean, why should that be? And what's the chova? Don't I have a chova to say the bracha, and there's a takana for bracha? It's a funny position. Okay, so I was thinking a little bit like Ken was starting here, okay, that there's a shevach, is that Hashem, I'm giving shevach on the mitzvah, and there's a benefit of each and every mitzvah. Each mitzvah is its own beautiful structure in its own right, its own vehicle of perfection and whatever, kedusha. Right, and you give a shevach, that is shevach kishon sozo v'tuanu, and tefillin, or whatever it is, or sukkah, or lulav, whatever particular activity I'm involving myself in. So there's I'm engaged in that particular mitzvah, and I'm giving a shevach on that particular mitzvah, that Hashem is mekadosh us with that particular thing. But there's in the Torah, there's a kedusha which emerges from each and every mitzvah on its own. And each mitzvah is an instance of kedusha. But then there's a kedusha which emerges through the totality of mitzvahs, through mitzvahs as a system. And that's a different type of a kedusha, which is like engages multiple facets of the personality. And when a person's involving himself in multiple mitzvahs, so now it's not just 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 4. It's like there's a greater unity. There's a greater perfection which comes about, a kedusha, which comes about from mitzvahs. And he's not just doing isolated mitzvahs, but he's like engaging in the system in a multifaceted way. And that's like, that impacts the person more than just isolated separate mitzvahs. And it could be is that the Chachamim hold that that's like, in a sense, a greater Shevach. I have an opportunity to give a Shevach on V'tzivanu al ha-mitzvos, on the system. Like, since I'm engaged in the plurality of mitzvos, I have the opportunity to give a Shevach on, like, the unification. See, ordinarily you don't have that because you do one mitzvah at a time. But when I'm engaging, when I have a few mitzvos befanav, so I'm about to be engaged in a system of mitzvos. And that gives me a unique opportunity to give a shevach on the system, right? Which is a greater level of kedusha. So that's what the Chachamim hold, that's appropriate to do. That's appropriate to do. If you're doing one mitzvah, you give shevach on it. If you're doing multiple mitzvahs, you give shevach on the system. Right? Like, I guess if you just do one mitzvah, although it's part of the system, but you're not relating to the system. You're relating to the particular, and but when you have multiple, so then it causes you to sort of be generalized to the universal, and the universal is mitzvahs, and there are instances of mitzvahs, there are multiple instances, but I'm engaging myself now in the system of mitzvahs. Good question. What does it mean harbe? And we go say Gemara says in front of it says harbe. It's a good question. Does he mean Rashi says kigon? He has four. It's not clear. Would the Chachamim hold it only if there are four? Let's say there's two. Or three. I don't know. Harbe does sound like more than two.
Yeah, but you're doing two, you're going into a system already also.
Maybe. It's a good question where you draw the line. I could see arguing is that if you just do two mitzvahs, maybe you're just doing one and two. But when you'll say you have to have a group such that you relate to the system, maybe two or just two individuals. But right, that's what you're intuiting, no?
Yeah.
Just like two individual mitzvahs. Okay, so knowing two individual mitzvahs. But when I'm involved in multiple mitzvahs.
It's not just a plurality. It's like a group.
Right, it's a group. Right, like three is a crowd. It's not just individuals, not just this mitzvah and that mitzvah, but it becomes like mitzvahs harbe, that I'm engaging the system. The individuals lose their significance, and now I'm related to the entity of the system as a whole. And that's what he's holding. The Chomer is saying that's a greater Shavach. It's a greater Shavach. And now what do you need to do? Don't give a lesser or four separate Shavachos. That might be like Baruch Shem Shricha. It's like your opportunity to give one great Shavach on the system as a whole, and it relates to all of them. So now what do you have to do? Now you want to break it up into four separate middle? Well, why would you do that? Right? And that's what the Gemara says. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda do that? Why break it up? Isn't this a good point? The Chachamim are saying there's a great opportunity to give a Shavach on the system. To be engaged in the system as a whole, a group of mitzvahs. And to give a Shavach on that. Why is Rabbi Yehuda forcing you to split them apart and say separate Shavachos each on each one? Right? Well, I guess our question is, we're good. Now Zigmar wants to know, okay, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Zigmar says, Baruch Hashem, yom yom. B'chol yom yom, tein lo mirachosav. Right? So I think we have to understand, first of all, what's that idea? B'chol yom yom, tein lo mirachosav. First. And then, how does that carry over and apply to this? Right? And then, ultimately, what are they arguing about? But let's not think about what they're arguing about yet. Let's first think about what's Rabbi Yehuda's thing. What's this Mechol Yom Yom? The whole Indian of Mechol Yom Tein Lein Rechosav. Just saying is that you should give Shavach about Shabbos. So of course it's a mitzvah of Shabbos. The mitzvah of friends of Zachor is Yom HaShabbos, saying Kiddush. I mean, of course you mentioned Shabbos, but now it's talking about like when you're davening, I guess you should mention Shabbos in your davening. Right?
You mention
chol. Yeah, main shel chol. You should just have like, what's it talking about? Chol yom v'yom tein lo main rechosav. Right. So maybe this the yom thing. Forget the bracha for a minute, the mitzvah for a minute. But maybe it means like, and you have a yom, you're experiencing yom, right? And there are different experiences of different yomim. Experience of chol, experience of Shabbos, experience of yontif. And maybe there's like a val, like it's a kiyum in the yom to have the shevach or your speech to God be connected with the yom. It's like the way you approach God on this yom is different than you approach God on a different yom. You approach God one way on chol, another way on Shabbos, another way on tuf, and that's like reflected in the way, in what you say. Right? So it's like you attain lo, mayim brachosav, you're talking to Hashem. On this day, incorporate the yom into your speech before God. And maybe that's like a kiyam in the yom. It's not just a din, like it's a chovah to give shavach. But it's a kiyam in the yom, in your experience of your yom, that the yom impacts you and makes its way into your tefillah. Right? But it's not just a din in tefillah, I'm saying it's a din in the yom. Like, b'chol yom v'yom tein lo me'in berchosav. It's like each day, and each day which you're experiencing, you should talk to God about that, about the brachas of the yom. It's like, and it's basically, it's a way of the day, fully, properly experiencing the day. That the day impacts you and affects your lefnei Hashem of that day. It's like your yontif impacts the person such that he speaks to God in the mode of, in yontif mode, and he talks about yontif. And Shabbos impacts him, then he talks to God in the Shabbos mode, and Chol impacts him, then he talks to God in Chol mode. So like each day has its own appropriate brachos, its own appropriate, you know, state before God. And that's like the way the calendar is set up, is that different days impact the person differently. And that should, it shouldn't just be like you have all these different days, but you just do the same tefillah every day. You daven the same way, you present before God every day equally, the same exact thing. But that's like, it's like the yom is an impact. The yom impacts you, it should impact your consciousness and your mood and your needs and your whole frame of reference. So now when you're speaking to God, you should incorporate that into your tefillah. And that's, so to speak, a kiyum in the day. the days, the calendar is set up, that each and every day is a different Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, each day is a different day, and that relates you to God in a different way, and it's like a kiyum in the Yom, that you utilize that, like you utilize that to talk to God differently, to reflect on to God differently. So I'm not saying it's a kiyum in the tefillah, really. I'm saying it's like tefillah is tefillah. You stand before God and you shalach bakasha oda. So you do tefillah, you do tefillah. What do you need to say the yom in the tefillah? Tefillah is tefillah. Why is the mitzvah tefillah change? Right, and the mitzvah tefillah is, it shouldn't really be different. But it's saying is, but yeah, but tefillah is expressing, I mean, it depends what you mean. But I mean, tefillah is expressing your needs, expressing your state of mind. And if the yom is supposed to impact your state of mind, the yom isn't supposed to just be, you know, it's like you do your tefillah before God and the yom just happens to be some side thing which you happen to do. No, the yom should impact you. And there's a kiyum that when you mention the yom in your tefillah, I mean, yeah, I guess it's the proper tefillah for the day. It's because tefillah takes into account the day. And when it does, I mean, yeah, I guess that's the proper tefillah. But I'm saying that is a realization of the yom. It's like the full realization of the yom comes when it makes its way into your tefillah. It's like a greater yom, greater experience of the yom. If you express it before God, then it's a greater kiyum in the yom. It's a greater experience of the yom. The yom becomes enhanced by the fact that your tefillah is impacted, your shevach LaHashem is impacted because of the yom.
So the effect of the yom is
a chol also. Chol is a different tefillah, different day. That's like the yom. So your chol is one type of day, and that impacts your tefillah. Shabbos is a different day, impacts your tefillah. It's the different tefillahs. The point is that the yom is not just some random thing which happens to be happening around you, but it impacts you. It impacts your state with Hashem. My question is right. And I'm saying is like when it comes to a mitzvah, I'm saying there's two ways to look at it by a mitzvah. You could look at a mitzvah that I'm giving, it's a shevach, and it's like a great shevach, and it's like my kiyum is that I'm involved in a high level of shevach. Or you could look at it another way, that when I say Baruch Hashem mitzvah, it's like a kiyum in the mitzvah.
The mitzvah affects you.
Yeah, like the mitzvah itself becomes enhanced when I give Shevach LaHashem about that mitzvah. It's like a kiyum in the mitzvah. It's the one thing to just do a mitzvah, it's another thing to do a mitzvah and to express Shevach LaHashem for the mitzvah. And that's like Sherekeh Deshanu Mitzvot V'Tzivanu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, whatever. So it's like the nature of my involvement in the mitzvah, when I bring the mitzvah before God and I express shevach about the mitzvah and I appreciate the Hashem Zonu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, so it like becomes a different mitzvah. Just like the yom becomes a different yom.
Wasn't that our starting point? That was like a given and we all understand that kind of idea, or was that not?
I don't know. One second. We're not going back to, I don't think I'm going back to the beginning. But I'm saying is like this, is that if you say that it's a kiyum in the mitzvah, no, I mean, that's not the way you normally think of Berachas Mitzvah. Normally you think of Berachas Mitzvah is like you're doing a mitzvah, and it obligates you in giving praise. You see a rainbow, and it obligates you in giving praise. You're eating bread, and it obligates you in giving praise. So there are many things which trigger you to praise Hashem. But essentially, the fulfillment is that I'm praising Hashem, and now I have to figure out what's the best way to praise Hashem. So we said, oh, the best way to praise Hashem is to praise Him for the system as a whole. What I'm saying is that's looking at brachos as opportunities of praising Hashem. And my determinant of what kind of mitzvah brachos I'm going to say is ultimately what's going to be the greatest praise. What I'm saying is another way to look at brachos as enhancing the mitzvah. The fact that I say to Hashem, that enhances my netilas lulav. It's a kiyum in my netilas lulav. So it's not just that I'm trying to give a good praise. I'm trying to fulfill my mitzvah's lulav to bring out the kedusha in the mitzvah. To elevate the siyas ha-mitzvah through the shevach. So the way I elevate it is by expressing the shevach la-Hashem of Hashem Zonu netilas lulav. Now, if I say Hashem Zonu al ha-mitzvos before I do a whole series of mitzvos, but then each and every bracha, each and every mitzvah doesn't have a bracha. I mean, technically, you'll say I'm yotzei my chiyuv of bracha, but I'm not giving a shevach related to the particular mitzvah. So it doesn't enhance my mitzvah because there is no bracha which is going on that mitzvah. Whereas if I have four mitzvahs and I say shevach to each one, a particular shevach to each and every one, so you'll say I'm bringing out that element of the mitzvah. And I'm saying my lulav is a shevach zonatis lulav, and my asiyas mitzvah now involves the praise about lulav. And my tzitzis about tzitzis and tefillin about tefillin and tzukkah about tzukkah. But if I just say ala mitzvos, it's like I'm not reflecting on the particular tzivoy of lulav. And therefore, while it might be I'm yotze and I give in the greatest shevach, I've used in all the mitzvos to give the higher level shevach. I'm saying is, yeah, Rav Yehuda agrees it's a higher level shevach. The shevach is the highest level, if you'd say one bracha, because it reflects this new idea. But if you look at the mitzvah, the bracha, as a kiyum in the asiyas ha-mitzvah itself, it's not just an idea, an opportunity to give shevach, but rather it's a kiyum in the mitzvah itself, similar to shevach being a kiyum in the yom. Here the shevach is a kiyum in the mitzvah. So, v'chol davar dotein lo me'ein brachosav, it's a kiyum in the mitzvah that I'm saying a shevach about the mitzvah, and that enhances my mitzvah. So he's saying is, well, you can't trade off like a lesser asiyas mitzvah because I want to give a higher shavach. I'm doing a mitzvah and I have to make a bracha in order to enhance the mitzvah, to do the mitzvah in the proper way. So therefore, he's arguing that since it's a kiyum in the mitzvah, this is the proper way to do the mitzvah. So now the shavach has to be related to the mitzvah in particular because that's the right way to do the mitzvah. And then I'll do another mitzvah and that mitzvah has a shavach attached to it, and that mitzvah has a shavach attached to it, and a shavach attached to it. But it's like looking at the brachos as like a component of the mitzvah. But if you look at the brachos as more just the mitzvah is a trigger for me to recognize God and I want to give praise, well then I'm always going to be motivated by giving the highest possible praise. So the highest possible praise when I do four of them is going to be the praise on the system as a whole. But it's like that's assuming though you're just looking at praise as separate. But if you say, b'chol davar dotein lo me'ein brachosav, it means you're looking at the shevach not just as a mitzvah of giving praise, but as an element of enhancement of the mitzvah in particular. Well, the way it enhances the mitzvah is by being particular. It doesn't relate to the mitzvah if it's not particular. That's what enhances the mitzvah, is that I'm saying, asher gishon zon tios lulav, and that's what enhances the mitzvah. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush, is that even though, that's what I'm saying, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, why are you giving a lower shevach if you give a higher shevach? Saying, no, because there's something more important than the shevach, which is the asiyas ha-mitzvah. And berachas ha-mitzvah is not just stam an opportunity of shevach, like a rainbow. American bracha on a rainbow doesn't enhance my seeing of a rainbow. It's just the mitzvah of giving shevach l'Hashem. And if that's all brachas ha-mitzvah were, then I'd go with the greater shevach. But b'chomer means that it's part of the asiyas ha-mitzvah that I bring out the perfection of the mitzvah. I bring out the kedusha of the mitzvah, and I praise God for the appreciation of the particular mitzvah. Well, now I kill that if I strip the bracha of the particular mention of the mitzvah. The gavra component of the mitzvah becomes enhanced because a ma'aseh mitzvah isn't just an action. A ma'aseh mitzvah is a gavra engaging in a certain act of perfection, and insofar as he expresses a shevach about that, he becomes engaged in the mitzvah on a higher level, and that engagement is a greater fulfillment of the mitzvah. So that's
But also the same with the yom.
Yeah, and the yom also, right. The yom, the gavra being engaged with the yom in a way that he's moved to express the ideas of Lefnei Hashem, it's a greater experience of the yom, and that's a kiyum in the yom. But yeah, the gavra's involvement in the yom. But so the point is, it's a greater mitzvah or a greater yom. And if it's a greater mitzvah, you don't trade off the lesser mitzvah to give a higher shevach, because that's, after all, that's what you're doing here. You're doing a mitzvah. So the birchas mitzvah is designed around the mitzvah. Not around, that's going to take priority. If you posit Rabbi Yehuda's idea that it's a kiyum in the mitzvah, then I'd argue that that's going to take precedence. But that's a chiddush, that's an idea like that. The Rabbanan are just looking at it straight, plain. There's no, just the regular opportunity of shevach. Well, then what's going to decide? Is it going to be the highest shevach? Interesting and challenging is that there's a parallel machlokas about brachas on fruit, vegetables and fruits. The different types of vegetables. And you say, we say Bere Piyadam on all vegetables, but Rabbi Yehuda says Bere Minit Desha'im on some and Bere Piyadam on the others. He like splits it up, and it says the same thing, because Kol Yom Ha'im Rechosav, so too, each fruit came Rechosav. Similar type machlokas. It's in Brachos.
It's in Brachos. Yeah.
I'll tell you where it is in a second. I don't know if they quote it, yeah. But there's but the problem is the Gemara paskins the opposite in both the machlokasim. So and we paskin the opposite in both machlokasim. We say separate brachos on mitzvahs, but yet we only say adama. So that's like a little bit of a challenge. If it's the same exact machlokas, it's hard to see how you split the psaks. So that is it's the first mission on brach in Arketz and Mevarchim. And the Gemara on that. That was Ma'amad Aleph. So hopefully next time we can take that up and see if we could, compare the sugyas.